So let's turn the recording on. Right. And we're going to be in Isaiah 61, I believe. Right? With your records, John?
Yep, that's right.
Right. So let's open in prayer. Father, thank you again for your word, for your gift that your salvation in Christ that you've given to us, making us your sons. And we ask you to be with us tonight and speak to our hearts and all that we say and do. May your name be glorified. Amen. Let's look at. I read chapters 61, 62, and I was struck by several things. And I think they really go well together. So I think we should read both of them and then maybe do the commentary after we read both together.
All
And,
right.
anything points that you want to make, we'll save them until then. But I'll start the reading. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to build up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old wastes, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. For your shame ye shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering, and I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and peace to spring forth before all the nations. For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate. But thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. He that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest till he establish and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. The Lord has sworn by his right hand, by the arm of his strength, Truly, I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies, and the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine, for the which thou hast labored. But they that have gathered it shall eat it and praise the Lord, and they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness. Go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway, gather out the stones, lift up a standard for the people. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world. Say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And thou shalt be called sought out, a city not forsaken. Well, starting with the very first verse, John. This passage, the first two verses is the passage that Jesus quotes in the synagogue at the beginning of his ministry in Luke 4:18 and 19. You're familiar with that, I'm sure.
That's where he's in the synagogue and he opens up the
The
scriptures
book
and
of Isaiah, yeah.
And he
But
says,
I'll read it.
Today, this has been fulfilled in your hearing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is the one that
And
he's referring to.
right. And it says in chapter 4 of Luke, it says, in Jesus being for, let's see, we got to go to verse 18. For 17, it says, there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all men that were in the synagogue were fasted on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. He doesn't read the entire passage in 61, but I know some commentators have pointed out that probably because a lot of that's he only read those things that pertain to the time that the time in which he was there on earth, not to the things that were yet going to be fulfilled in the future. In other words, he was there now to proclaim the kingdom, to preach the good tidings that salvation is available, or is being made available to men. That this is the acceptable year of the Lord, the time of grace, where men can be forgiven of their sins and can receive new life. But when you go on from there, and he's talking about things that pertain in this chapter, talk more about things that will pertain to the end times and not to the time of Jesus' ministry on earth.
Yeah, that
Because
makes sense.
he's talking about the restoration of Jerusalem. He's even talking about the marriage of the Lamb, marriage supper of the Lamb in verse 10. When it's a little hard. I was reading it, in the version that we generally don't like to read from. And it was even clearer, I think, in the JPS, if I'm not mistaken, where you see this marriage supper language. Let me just take a quick look at the other translation. Isaiah 62. Oh, Okay. Just starting with verse 4, it says, "Nevermore shall you be called forsaken, nor shall your land be called desolate, but you shall be called, I delight in her, and your land espoused, for the Lord takes delight in you, and your land shall be espoused, as a youth espouses a maiden. Your son shall espouse you, and as a bridegroom rejoices over his bride, so will your God rejoice over you." Now, what he is talking about, back to verse 1, is Jerusalem, Zion, Jerusalem. So just keep that in mind, because when we look at Revelation, you're going to see, there's so much in these two chapters that is echoed in Revelation. The first thing I want to point out is the name, the new name, because there's talk here about
That's true. In Revelations, it says you'll be given a
in
new name.
verse chapter 3:12. It's very similar. I want to read that in Revelation 3:12, and then see if we can find where it is in this chapter. If we go back, but in 3:12 says, "But to him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name." Now, where do we see the new name mentioned in these chapters? I'm going to see, well, in verse 2 of chapter 62, it says, "And you shall be called by a new name, which the Lord himself shall bestow." Now, it's not verse 2. Yeah, "Thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name." It's Jerusalem that's going to have this new name, and that's and the individual overcomer who is also going to be given a new name is given the name. It says in verse 2 in Revelation 3:12, "I will write upon him the name of my God, the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down from my God, and I will write upon him my new name." Pretty amazing. So Jerusalem is going to be, and I think this is referring even in chapter 62 in Isaiah to the, Jerusalem is Jerusalem. But there is a new Jerusalem, and there's a heavenly Jerusalem and an earthly Jerusalem, and they mirror one another. So in Revelation, when you see the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven, well, let's look at those chapters. So let's start looking at Revelation 19, because this is the chapter that talks about the marriage supper of the Lamb. And I'm just going to read this chapter. It says, "After these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore, which corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Hallelujah, and her smoke rose up forever." So verse, let me slip down to 6. "And I heard it was, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, See thou do it not, I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So there's two names that is given to Christ when he returns, the Word of God and King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw and one thing it's about names in the Bible signify authority. If you're doing something in somebody's name, it's with their authority. So that's the other thing about they signified this the authority that the person who has this name is entitled to exercise. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together for unto the supper of the great God. Well, then it goes on, it says, He saw the beast and the kings of the earth and the armies gathered together, and the beast was taken, and the false prophet. And both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. Verse chapter 20 talks about the 1,000-year reign and the release of Satan for a short while until he is also thrown into the lake of fire. And then 21, we begin with 20, 19 was the marriage supper of the Lamb. But in 21, you're seeing the bride after the marriage supper. You have the marriage is complete, and now you see the bride coming down to earth. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. So with this, after the marriage, when you can see the symbolism here. I don't know, Jerusalem. I think it is the bride, or the bride is identified with Jerusalem. Would you say, would you see that? In fact, that
Of
doesn't
course.
Paul say that the Jeru does Paul call the church the Jerusalem, the city of our God, or I don't know. Let me just take a quick look at my. But I thought, let me just give a quick look. If it's mentioned in, well, in Galatians, of course, he says, calls Jerusalem the mother of his soul, and that he makes the distinction between the heavenly and the earthly Jerusalem. This is Galatians 4, where he says, for this Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, an answer to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem, which above is free, which is the mother of us all. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. In Hebrews 12, Paul says, but ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of men made perfect. So I just want to, now, did we read? Did we read 21, John? Or did I get sidetracked here?
No, we didn't read
We
21.
didn't. But he says, I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Okay, so the holy city apparently is the bride. God, when it comes to earth, the city is also going to be the dwelling place of God, just which correlates to what Paul says, where he says we are the temple of, know you not that your bodies are the temple of God? Don't think he just means that on an individual basis. It's true on an individual basis, true on a corporate basis,
Yeah.
because God is dwelling in us and with us. Verse 5, he says, behold, he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountains of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. I will be his God. He shall be my son. Isn't there something in this chapter in Isaiah where it talks about the nations will not eat your the things that you've labored for and drink your wine?
Yes.
And here he says, I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountains of water of life. In other words, this isn't going to be available for the nations. This is going to be only available for those who are in the New Jerusalem. But the fearful and unbelieving, the abominable and murderers and whoremongers shall have their part in the lake of fire. So that's. Verse 10, it says, he carried me away in spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and 12 gates, and the gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And on the east gate, on the north, three gates, on the south, and so there's the names on each, just like in Deuteronomy, or I think it's one of the books of Moses where he talks about how the tribes are stationed around the temple. You've got
Yep.
the gates named that way. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. That's really quite. I'm not going to read all of that. But anyway, that's sort of what I see happening here in these two chapters in Isaiah.
Yeah, there's a lot of parallels between Revelation and Isaiah, these two in particular.
Yeah, even this in this is in this is in 62, right? Did we read
61
62?
and 62 of Isaiah, yeah.
Yeah. It says no longer shall in verse 19, no longer shall he need the sun for light by day, nor the shining of the moon for the radiance by night, for the Lord shall be your light everlasting. Now that we pointed out last week, didn't
Yes.
we? Yeah. That's 60. That's 60. I'm sorry. That's why I didn't read it this time. That was from left over from last week.
Yeah, and that also mentioned in
Yeah.
Revelation.
Right. Oh boy.
And I thought there was something in Revelation about that you'll plant, and the it'll no longer be fruitless or something like that. That
No.
the crops will grow, and do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I'm not sure that's in Revelation, but the curse will be removed in essence, right?
Yeah, where was that? I thought that was Revelation. The only reason why I'm saying that is because I thought that
Well,
61 kind of suggested that with they'll call you trees, the planting of the Lord, and it goes on.
Yeah, in 62, this you see that too. Said in verse 8, the Lord has sworn by his right hand, by his mighty arm, nevermore will I give your new grain to your enemies for food,
Yes.
nor shall foreigners drink the new wine for which you've labored. Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds exactly like that other verse. How would I find that?
Well, let's see. What are some words that might be that I can look up in the concordance? What do you, let me see. Trees? How about trees? You mentioned that, right?
Yeah.
Let's first of all see if it's in Revelation. I'll just go down to Revelation and see if it, well, the only,
It's got the tree of life, right?
yeah, no, yeah, it says there are two olive trees and the two candlesticks and third part of the trees were burnt up. Doesn't say anything about, I know what you're talking about. Let's see if it's in the Old Testament. Probably, I would, you know, might be in Isaiah itself.
Oh, hold on.
There's Ezekiel.
Oh, maybe it is. It's Isaiah.
It is.
It's Isaiah 65, I think. 65:22.
Huh. Let me see something. Okay.
I was
Isaiah 65:22.
Oh,
They
is that
shall
it?
not build, they shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Well, that's very much like what we just read. They shall not labor in vain nor bring forth for trouble. for they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they're yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain,
Yeah,
saith the
this is
Lord.
exactly what I was talking about. And in fact, 21 is actually what I was talking about, where it says they shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. So
Yeah,
that's kind of what I
right.
was thinking. Okay.
Okay.
We figured it out.
Yeah, probably several places. It would be if we had, if we're able to look for it hard enough, we'd probably find a lot that indicates that. Well, at the end, I know in Revelation what it does talk. It talks about the trees that will grow alongside of the river that are for the healing of the nations. Is that what you maybe were thinking of too?
No. The verse in Isaiah is exactly what I was thinking.
Exactly it, yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. So we did that reading. Now, was there, let's switch gears a little bit. We can always get back to reading this again. Any thoughts on this week about current event issues that we should talk about?
Let's see. Were there any things that I wanted to discuss? What are some of the things that we listened to? We listened to the anti-Semitism. Remember the person in the Redlands at his house
What
shot
did
at?
he say?
Oh no, so there was someone just last week in the Redlands. They have their house decorated for Hanukkah, and
Uh-oh.
someone drove by and just started shooting at their house.
There's a lot of anti-Semitism, and
Yeah.
that is prophesied, I
Yeah.
think. I mean, obviously there's going to be great animosity towards the Jewish people if the for all the nations of the world to try to come and gather against the city of Jerusalem in the end times.
Yeah.
And
And
you
I
could.
see that all the time. I was telling Carmen that even on the way to jujitsu, I drive under this overpass and there's always people standing out there with Free Palestine and all these flags and stuff like that. It's amazing.
What amazes me is the fact that so many people in who are not Jewish or Palestinian. I mean, they're not Palestinian. Most of these people were carrying, they're just regular Americans.
Yeah.
What is, it doesn't seem to make sense.
It's
Another
because
because
the rhetoric is that Israel is murdering innocent Palestinian babies, and
All
therefore
right, let's.
they're a murderous
I'm sure there
nation.
are Palestinian babies who have died during the conflict. And there's the thing that amazes me is that it's the one-sidedness, because there have been lots of Jewish people who've been killed by Palestinians too. There's a war going on.
Yes. Right. I get that. I'm just saying
So
they hear that Israel
I'm
dropped a
not
bomb
disputing the
and
facts. I'm just saying why the one-sided, what amazes me is the one-sidedness and why it's captured the imagination, so to speak, of the people of the world.
well, I think on a spiritual level, it's because they're being moved by their
By
father.
the father. Yeah, I think that's the only thing that really makes sense to me, because it seems there doesn't seem to be enough motivation on a natural level without something more being behind it. I could see people saying, oh, it's terrible that all that, all the fighting's going on or something like that. But where it goes beyond saying it's terrible and I wish it would stop to, well, let's kill all them, because of
Right.
what they're doing, and let's shoot innocent people in America who have nothing to do with it just because they happen to be Jewish. It's way beyond
Oh,
cause and effect. You know what I mean?
right. I think that's what we were talking about last night. We were saying that it's just because Satan hates
He
God's
wants to frustrate God's
people.
plan,
Yeah.
and that he and to do that, anything that is the main objective is to prevent the ultimate plan of God from being accomplished. It's
Yeah,
like this big ch chess game.
because I think the exact same way you do. I mean, for every single Palestinian casualty, there's, I'm sure, Jewish.
Well, I'm even going further and saying, even if we grant that it's disproportional, that more
Right,
power,
okay.
which,
Even if it is disproportionate, but
how do
they're
you
still
go
dying
from
on
saying,
both
I
sides.
am upset by the deaths that are being caused by this war to, well, we have to wipe, it's fair game now. If we see a Jew on the street, we can attack him. Because it's much more, it seems much more like Nazi Germany's reaction against the Jews than it does to be like just protest. Protest is one thing, but killing people or attacking people is another.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing from a from that standpoint.
Yeah, I
Because I
think so.
remember even as a kid in elementary school, it was like we swore that that would never happen again.
Yeah. Now, I know. Well, and I wouldn't go so far as to say that we're breaking, as a nation, I don't think we're breaking that
No,
commitment, but.
but I mean, just the, and I'm sure that this person who was, I would think, shooting at that house probably
I
learned all
don't.
the same lessons that we did.
It's, yeah, but I don't think they were.
Yeah.
It, that, it,
But yeah, it's definitely a spiritual thing because it doesn't make sense otherwise.
I would agree. Yeah.
And yeah, all yeah, that I mean, I don't know what else
So
to say.
here's something I saw that caught my attention. And Elon Musk supposedly, this is according to YouTube, so made some pronouncement just a few days ago that nobody has to worry about losing their job because the when AI is fully implemented, there's going to be so much money that everybody can have will be money will just be given to
Yeah,
everybody.
I heard that too.
Isn't that interesting? That
Well, yeah, because that's of course where the worship of the beast comes into play. Because in order to get that, you're going to have to show allegiance to the beast system. And
So
it's true.
that's the only
I
thing.
mean, I
That's the
believe
only
that
thing
that
I
is.
saw that really caught my attention.
Yeah, I believe that that is true. I mean, if AI is doing all of these things, companies aren't going to have to be paying a staff of
Right.
people. So yes, there will be tons of money floating around that everyone just say, okay, we're giving every single person, whatever that number is.
Yeah. Could be. I just thought that was But I agree. It's going to have further implications. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I think initially it's going to be amazing because no one's going to be working, you know.
I think that'll get old real fast too.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't know. I think people will begin. It'll really be like the days of Sodom and Gomorrah because people will not have any commitment to anything but seeking their own pleasure, and they're going to get, I think, more and more, you know,
Right.
where it's all about sensual pleasure and them first and everybody else. Why should they care about them? They're independent of everything else, you know.
Yeah, of course.
So
It's
we'll
not
see.
like I don't think people are going to not work and then start, studying about the Civil War.
No, I don't think
You
so.
know. It's gonna, of course, it's gonna just be about, okay, now how can I serve my.
How can I serve myself now?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have nothing else to do. So that's very different. Other than that, I don't really.
Where's my phone? Let me just make sure I didn't forget anything. There's nothing really to
No,
say.
there isn't even. It's funny. We sort of thought that would be a very arresting thing to talk about, but mostly it's you don't really see that many things that say, wow, that's really amazing.
Right. There's because, yeah, there's it's a bunch of little things.
There's little things. There's things that potentially could be this or that. Like there's all this talk about the that object that's out in space, 31 Atlas or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, I mean that could be one of the comets that are said or prophesied to strike the Earth, but who knows? Hasn't done it yet.
Yeah.
But I'm you see, in that sense, we already know what's going to happen. It's almost futile to speculate about it because we know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's just a question of when it happens. No, I'm not too worried. I think we should really concentrate on knowing the Lord and serving Him instead of worrying too much about all these prophecies. But
That's true. Yeah.
if you do, if you know, it's more like if we hear about, I think what we probably should do is just say if something comes up that we should discuss, yeah, let's do it. But maybe we don't need to obsess about it either.
Yeah, I
And look
think
for
of
things.
things all throughout the week, but again, they're just like
Would you
little
forget or just a little
things.
thing?
Well,
Yeah.
yeah, they're not big things. I was like, oh yeah, that's an interesting thought, but it's like, yeah. And
Well, I
again,
saw.
it would be something that I would read in, Proverbs or something like that. I mean, it's completely unrelated to, but then again, I should probably just try to list those things. Yeah, which I think I'm going to start doing.
Make a little list. Yeah.
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 And we'll have to have some time for that if I have things.
Okay. That'd be good. Well, let's maybe stop the recording then.
Okay.
And